Your taxes hold the key. Business operators, your GCT return for July 2018 is due on Friday, August 31, 2018. Tax Administration Jamaica is reminding you that effective April 1, 2018, all GCT returns must be filed online. Why wait in line? File and pay online. Avoid the penalties. File and pay on time. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at www.jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your tax tip in 60 seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, we provide you with tips to help parents and children prepare for back to school. As September draws closer, the smell of free papers burning has begun to fill the air, and parents, guardians, and students are all now making preparations for the start of the new school year. In rushing to get the books, bags, shoes, and other well-needed school supplies, we often forget that there is a mental element to back-to-school preparations. Both parents and students can develop anxiety and stress as they go through the process, and it is important to address these issues as soon as possible. That's the word from child psychologist Dr. Orlean Brown-Earl. She notes, however, that these feelings are quite normal, as the back-to-school period can be daunting. Dr. Brown-Earl says avoiding or alleviating the stress associated with back-to-school can be done through proper planning.
Lots of the primary stresses are because they didn't plan properly. So even from now, they need to start making up their mind how they're going to plan for the next academic year or next school term. Are they going to draw a partner? Are they going to save personally towards the expected cost? These are the things that need to be considered. Are they going to plan for aftercare for the children? Those are three of the primary problems that we have now. Academic costs, extracurricular costs, and aftercare for children.
Dr. Brown-Earl says parents and guardians should talk to their children about their fears and expectations while preparing for back to school to help with the psychological transition.
Help with preparing. Make sure all your uniforms are pressed, all your books are packed, that kind of a thing. So preparing the child, teaching the child to prepare their own personal items for school is one of the ways to help with transition.
Having your child attend orientation is also a major part of helping them become emotionally and psychologically ready for the new academic year. It also provides an avenue for children to familiarize themselves with their surroundings and classmates. Another area to focus on is setting a routine for your children to follow during the school year. During summer, staying up late and waking up close to noon is often the order of the day. So, it's important for parents to start setting earlier rest and wake times in preparation for the school routine. Ensuring the safety and security of children should also be a priority in back-to-school preparations, especially when it comes to transporting them to and from their institutions. It is important that parents and guardians teach their children how to use the public transportation system where necessary. Children should also be taught the correct steps for crossing the road, especially to avoid crossing at intersections and blind spots, such as around corners. Parents must also educate children on the dangers of playing on busy roads, which can put them at risk for motor vehicle accidents. For additional tips and support, parents and guardians can contact the National Parenting Support Commission at 876-967-7977 or the National Parent Teachers Association of Jamaica at 876-612-5707. Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
How do you define respect?
Treating someone the way you would want to be treated.
When we can listen to each other, appreciate each other's differences.
Take into consideration the views, the nuanced views of each person, recognizing that everybody has a fundamental right to freedom of speech, to freedom of expression, and that you recognize that violation and impunity are totally out.
By way of how you value another person.
I'm honoring the people that are around and not doing whatever you want to.
Whatever your version of respect is, show it. Respect.
The This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.